Paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show here on the Para-X Network. And this is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. And here we are on another Tuesday.
Yes, as we gather around the metaphysical table. And I have to say, it's dark out.
It is dark. It's been, you know, it gets dark so soon now, I got to say. It was dark like at 7.
Well, it wasn't dark at 7, but it was getting there. And yeah, it's going to keep going. But it's so weird because it seemed like just a few weeks ago it was still light out and I could look out the window and see everything going on out there. But whatever, that's all right.
And now it's pitch black. I know.
It is. It's absolutely dark. It doesn't get darker than this. So it doesn't get darker than this. It'll just get darker at 4:30 instead someday.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't want to talk about that quite yet. It's just too soon. It's just too soon, you know. But you know, I kind of like the darkness. You know, we're paranormal people, so we kind of like that darkness a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind. What are we going to do about it anyway other than
nothing? We just have to, you know, adjust.
Well, if you don't like it, otherwise, yeah, go with the flow.
Exactly. Go with the flow and enjoy, right?
Yeah. Find ways to make it fun.
Exactly.
Maybe bearable is a better word. Or stay busy like we have been doing.
Well, yeah, you know, but you know what? So here's the time, the dark. So when it's dark like this, don't we all just want to go to bed right away? I mean, I do. I feel like this is the time that I lit candles for the first time, you know, like a week or so ago, and it was chilly, and you know, it's just so warm and cozy, right? I never light a candle in the summertime, really, ever. You know?
Really?
Really? I mean, once in a while, maybe, you know?
I guess I light them every day, so I don't think about it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no. But in the winter, like starting in September, seriously, my candles are lit almost every day. You know, I always have one going because it's just so nice. And I love candles. I don't know why. Because I associate them with colder, more darker time. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's kind of weird. But,
well, I hear what you're saying, but I'm a little bit more of the in the flow kind of candles all year round. I mean, it's part of the work I do too, that there's some kind of, you know, calling in light and protections and spirits and all that stuff. So I do that on a daily basis. So
for sure. And you were on a paranormal camping weekend this last weekend. How was it?
It was fun. You know, I call it paranormal camping weekend, and we're not doing a whole lot that's paranormal. But it's a group of people who are like-minded in being interested in the paranormal, and we come together and to do something fun. You know, it's just, I don't get paid to do it. I just set it up and everybody shows up if they want to come. And, you know, so we get together, somewhere at a state park here in Minnesota, and I try and move it. This is our fifth annual. I move it around every year, and it's a good time. I usually, you know, we usually have, I don't know, 15, up to 15. Last year, I think we had more people signed up, but usually about 15 people end up coming, you know, so it's a smaller group. And, but it's nice, you know, it's just, we can relax, and Mother Nature hooks me up every year. I am so grateful. High fives to the, the goddess mother. She is awesome. Mm-hmm. I ask every year, and I know she doesn't have to say she'll do it, but she always comes through. And I knew this year we're going to get some rain because, I mean, we've been getting rain, right?
Yeah, you know, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, I know you're going to rain on Saturday. I just know it. And I'm not asking you to not rain, but can you work around our two campfires at night and the camp breakfast? Like, if I could have my camp breakfast, because I like to make a breakfast for everybody on Saturday morning. And I said, you know, if I have to move it to Sunday morning, that's fine. But just give me the camp breakfast and the two campfires and we'll be just set. You know, if it rains all day Saturday, I don't care.
For sure.
And seriously, we got up there Friday and it was like 1,000 degrees out. And I thought, okay, so that's
Friday.
It was so hot, humid and hot. And oh my gosh. So we had the campfire. It was great. Wake up Saturday at like 5, maybe it was even earlier than that. And it's just pouring and it's pouring and pouring. And it rained almost nonstop until 4 o'clock. Thankfully, I was able to get a hold of everybody at their different campsites and say, hey, can we move the camp breakfast to tomorrow? It's supposed to be nice. And it was clear by the time we had our campfire Saturday night.
Yay!
It was perfect Saturday or Sunday morning for the camp breakfast. And we just had a really great day on Sunday too. But what was cool is Saturday I had planned a tour of Charles Lindbergh's childhood home.
Yeah.
His museum and his childhood home in Little Falls. And so I planned that for Saturday afternoon, which worked out great because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
So we were inside anyway, so that didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And so it was neat, you know, and a handful of us brought paranormal equipment. I brought my millimeter.
We had a couple people too, for sure.
K2 meters and some voice recorders. And since it was a private tour, it was our group, and so everybody had their cell phones off, and that's, you know, so we weren't getting any false positives or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of hits in the home, and you could feel there was energies there, and it hasn't been investigated as far as I know or as far as they said.
No, and as far as I know that, yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't think they would allow maybe investigators in for an actual investigation, but we kind of just pulled the equipment out during the tour and like, hey, we got the equipment.
Of course.
So they didn't. But I got a hit on my millimeter. It went up to a 0.4 when we walked in. Like right away when we walked into the house, it went up to a 0.4 and it had pretty much been at zero the whole time.
Cool.
And then another room, I was getting hits on the K2 meter and I couldn't find a source for it. It was pretty much in the middle of the room and nothing was going on. There's no, there's obviously no Wi-Fi there. I mean, so anyway, it was interesting. I didn't find a source of it. I didn't see any kind of, you know, spirit activity, you know, that I was aware of, but I could tell there was energies there. So it was pretty cool. The museum is actually really interesting. It's a really good museum.
So for people outside of Minnesota who don't know the story, so the Charles Lindbergh house is Charles Lindbergh was an aviator, but what somebody was kidnapped. The baby Lindbergh was kidnapped, right?
Yeah,
his and they never found him, right?
Yeah, they did. So that's what I thought too. But in the museum, they have a couple of different brief movies, and they did address it in one of the movies that his son was kidnapped, and they found him a couple of days later. They found his body.
Oh.
They said that
he
had
was
been
dead
the day he was taken.
He
apparently had been murdered the day he was taken, but they didn't find him for a few days. And there was a man that was tried and convicted and sentenced to death for the kidnapping. Now, whether he actually did it or not, I think there's some doubt there. But if it was someone else or it was him, but they seem pretty certain that it was him. They tried him and they put him to death. So I've had a lot of people say that to me, too. And I kind of didn't know how it ended. I assumed... Maybe they didn't find out what happened, but no, they said that they found the child. And
that's right.
And I do remember it was really hard on the family. They had other threats to other children later, so they, I think they had to move.
Now it's coming back. Now I remember that. I just remember the kidnapping, and you're right. I do remember that they found him dead. And, of course, this was many, many, way back in the early 1900s, right? So,
not too early, not way in the beginning. It was, I think, it was the 1920s or 30s.
Yeah, but way before.
Maybe
us.
It was even later than that. Actually, yeah. I can't even. I just went this weekend, and you think I remember a date to save my life?
It's all
because,
good.
Yeah, I, you know, sleeping on the ground, well, air mattress, but still. I mean,
yeah,
it takes
a
few days to recover.
Yeah. No, I get it. No,
but it was a really good museum. We actually ended up spending between the house and the museum, like 3 hours there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because it was just really interesting. There's tons to look at, lots of artifacts. Mm-hmm. And I was taking my Mel meter around to all the different artifacts to see if anything was giving off a electromagnetic field or anything like that.
Yeah.
I was getting hits, but it was just, it was interesting enough to actually spend some decent time there. And yeah, it was good. I mean, there was a lot of different pieces of his life that I guess I wasn't totally aware of, mm-hmm. that you get a little more insight into. Some of his political views were not appreciated by many, and so he mm-hmm. kind of lost favor with a lot of people later in his life, and I think that's kind of when he started to just fade out of memories, you know, except for his famous transatlantic flight. But yeah, it was interesting, and of course it's just a good time to get together with folks, and I love whipping up a camp breakfast. I make a camp breakfast. I'll make it for however many people. I make pancakes, I make scrambled eggs with cheese, I make sausage, I blueberries and syrup and all this. Yeah, it was fun. And pumpkin bread and all this sort of stuff. So it was a good camp breakfast on Sunday morning. Yeah, so it was fun. But it's cool to hang out with people that, you know, we tell ghost stories around the campfire and they're real. You know, there are stories. You know, we share different stories. Like the stories that, you know, why'd you get in the paranormal? What interests you? You know, usually someone has a story from when they were a kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't we all? Yeah. I honestly don't, although not all paranormal investigators have had experiences, and this is why they're in there, because they want to have experiences, but I think a majority of us have had things happen to us our entire life, you know, or come from families where it's passed down from generation to generation, you know what I mean? But yeah, I know every year I say I'm going to come with you, and I just never do. I don't know, you know, it's a busy time of year, you know?
That's why I like to go. As I'm typing in the chat room.
Because it's just good to get away.
Chocolate. I'm so out of it. Okay. So I like to go in the fall because the same reason for like squatching, right? It's buggy as heck out there in the summertime.
Yeah.
I'm not going camping in the summer. I mean, I've had to do what I would have, but no. If I'm organizing it, I'm picking something that there might be less bugs. The first day it was awful. There was a billion mosquitoes out because it was 3,000 degrees there.
Yeah. And it was so humid. And it was so humid too.
It was all out. But by Sunday, they were like hardly there.
Yeah. It's now is the best time to go squatching and camping, in my opinion. You know, we like to squatch all the way through the winter because this is our favorite time. We'll trudge through that, you know, 2 feet of snow and the cold and whatever, because it's just so much more, it's nicer, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't mind camping. I just don't want to do it when it's awful bugs. So that's why I like to go in the fall. It's nice.
I agree.
You know, sometimes spring gets a little muddy and a little sketchy with the weather, and fall, I don't know. It seems like it holds pretty good for weather. So we're usually pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Sherry in the chat room is saying, go glamping, not camping. Well, you know, that's ultimately my mission is to have some kind of camper. And because I love camping, and I will tent camp with the best of them. But this girl, she can get a camper or an RV or a motorhome or something. I'm going to go for it. People, because the group I go with is pretty big. So I personally go with.
I would love to have one. And, you know, if you ever watch, you know, Amy and Bill Lancaster bought this little RV that they pull behind them now, and they go on these cross-country deals to film movies. And it's so cute, you know? And I just think, I'm so jealous. I want one of those.
They're handy. You know? And, I mean, for how many paranormal trips that Tim and I have to go on in the year, we would use it. A lot, you know, I mean, with other people too. I mean, we take a lot of paranormal trips with multiple people. That's why I'd like something that has like at least 3 beds, you know, like if they have to fold out or do whatever, I don't care. But, you know, because we usually do longer road trips a few times a year. So it would be helpful to have something like that just for the paranormal stuff.
Oh, yeah. And wouldn't it be fun to have one for squatchers? You know, we could just pull into a place in the middle of the woods and have at it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. Yeah, it would be really fun.
It's just, you know, you got to find one that is nice, that doesn't have a smell to it.
Yeah.
And that you can afford. That's the trick.
Well, and a place to keep it, right? I mean, I have no place to keep anything like that, you know, so. Exactly. But, well, goodness. Well, that was fun.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And that's, you know, it's the, 'tis the season. Like you said, we're busy this time of year. There's a lot of paranormal stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And this is just one of the many things that I think every weekend I have, well, we've talked about this before, every weekend I have is
You're absolutely packed full until
probably the middle of November. It might be even Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
I have no free weekends.
Well, and yeah, and you know, we have a lot of Squatchers stuff going on that I know that you're participating in some of it, but some of it you can't because it's obviously the paranormal big time of the year too. But I've been trying to get the house in order, so I've been doing this. I'm so tired. I'm just really tired now. Can I just say the new roof comes on Monday, so I'll have a new roof. I have a new fence. I have got a new front door this week. And so, you know, it's just, but it's kind of organizing all this stuff too. It's exhausting, even though I'm not building this stuff. It's like, when are you coming? No, that's not going to work. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh. But, but then I've been working on the yard and I've got a list about a mile long of things that need to be done before the winter. So yeah, you know, it'll get done. It'll get done. But, yeah, you know, and Sunday was a good day. We had a girl day, you know, and we went out to breakfast and went to the boutique across the street and I bought this cool jacket. Oh, my God, it was so fun. And it's just fun to be with the girls once in a while, you know, and spend some quality time and go shopping and, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's good for the soul.
Yep, but, exactly.
But anyway, so as everyone knows, and the subject of our show tonight is the equinox. It happened on Sunday night, or very early Monday morning is when the equinox happened. And it's the fall equinox, which is a little bit harder to take, I think, for a lot of people than the spring equinox, because in the spring, we're transitioning out of the dark time and we're coming into the light time. And in the fall, here we go. And, you know, we're used to all this lightness. We're used to the growing. We're used to the green. The vibrations are crazy in the summer. And all of a sudden now, it's time to shift down. And and it's dark. You know, like we were talking about, it's dark at 7:30 now, pretty much, here in Minnesota, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even a couple of weeks ago, it was still light outside at this time.
Yep. Yeah, it starts to shift pretty quick. Here. Mm-hmm. It feels like all of a sudden it just kind of big change.
Yes, big change. And, you know, then it gets cool. Now, we've had the weather up here has been crazy because, for example, the whole 12 days of the Minnesota State Fair, which is at the end of August, usually is 100 degrees with 1,000% humidity. And this year it was very fall like. It was like
it was
70 and beautiful weather every day. You know, so it was like September, you know, and then we had that fall weather kind of until last week. And then we had another sprint where it was hugely hot, hugely humid. And today was like that, but now it's going to dip back down again. So I don't know. I think the weather patterns are just a little off this year, but,
I think Minnesota is a little off most years.
A little bonkers. Yeah. So we never really know what it's going to be, but I could do with, you know, a couple of months of 60s and, you know, sun would be nice. But
well, you go ahead and put that order in and see what happens.
I will.
I hope you get it. That would be fun.
I do too.
To have 60s and decent until the end of the year.
I don't know about the end of the year. I just maybe, you know, a few weeks of it would be nice just to have. Wouldn't it be nice to have some dry weather for a change? Because when we get rain lately, it's torrential downpour. And it lasts for like a day or two. And it's like there's mud galore in the backyard. And there's just, oh, my God. It's just like, really?
Oh, yeah. I was in a tent for part of it. Trust me.
Yes, I know it. I know it.
I was like, oh, my God.
I know. Craziness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard to take. It's hard to take. Let's just be honest. It's hard, you know, and there's not a lot of light. And as we know, this is just the start. You know, the sun just went over the equinox. And, wow, you know, when the solstice happens in December is when it's the least amount of sunlight. Mm-hmm. And it's the, you know, and that's the opposite of the summer solstice when it's the most amount. So, you know, it's a crazy time, but there's a lot of crazy energy happening right now. I think you can feel it. The shifting is happening and people are a little cranky. And yesterday, for example, last night, Casey and I were coming back from, I don't remember where, but we stopped at the gas station for something. And there was a woman putting gas in her car, and she had both hands over both eyes, and she was kind of looking down, and I'm like, oh my God, is there something wrong with her? You know, the gas thing was in the car, you know, and it was pumping by itself. And I said to Casey, I said, oh, I wonder if we should ask her if she's okay. And then Casey said, well, I'm going to go in, so I'll ask her on the way out. And I'm like, okay, because I didn't go in. And I wasn't paying attention then. And then Casey said she was watching, she saw her from the window of the gas station, and she said, this woman all of a sudden took her hands off her eyes and put her hands, balled her hands into fists and just, you know, went up and down and up and down and snapped her feet at the same time. And then she took that gas thing out of the car and got in the car and drove away. So obviously something was going on. I'm glad we didn't talk to her, honestly, because who knows what would have happened. But, you know, it's not very often you see somebody standing at the gas tank with both hands over their eyes, like, oh my God, I can't handle it, you know?
Well, right. And you could have talked to her and said, hey, you should tune into our show because we're going to talk about Fall Equinox Survival 101.
Exactly.
Is what you called it, right?
Yeah.
That's what you called it on the thing, yeah.
Survival 101. Yeah, so here, tune in tomorrow night and we'll tell you how to handle it.
I don't know. I don't want to make light of whatever she was going through, but
no, I don't.
There's, you know, some people struggling. It's interesting. Yeah. I've gotten just a influx of individual sessions lately and lots of readings. Actually, I don't, you know, I do a lot of energy work and classes and all sorts of events and things. And I do readings, but I don't do a ton of them on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. I am doing a ton of them on a weekly basis. I have not done this many readings, I can't remember, probably years, as I've done in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And people are struggling, and I think there's just a lot of energy right now, and a lot going on in our country.
Yes.
A lot going on in the world.
Yes.
And then, you know, you add on all these hurricanes and these floods and everything like that is just, wow, it's so overwhelming for people.
It is overwhelming.
And even if you're not in an area that's being hit or your community is in a place that's stable, it's still overwhelming just to know all the stuff that's going on around you. So
mm-hmm.
it's sometimes overwhelming. And so I think that's kind of what we wanted to talk about tonight, Steph, is just how to get through a lot of this, you know, this feeling of it just being overwhelmed sometimes.
Well, you know, sometimes I think of it this way, you know, in the summertime, summer is a time of growth, right? Mama Earth is busy growing everything for us and things are abundant. And what are we doing? You know, I mean, in the old days, summer used to be a time where the lazy days of summer, right?
Well, I don't know how old days you're thinking, because I know people work their butt off in the summertime.
That's what I mean. I mean, when I was a kid, it always seemed like everybody said, oh no, you got to go to the beach. You know, you just spend the days at the beach and, you know, you just relax and enjoy summer and, you know, but wow, as an adult.
Good old days. I'm thinking good old days like a couple hundred years ago, and I'm like, those weren't good old days.
No. Oh my God, can you even imagine that? No, I'm talking about when I was a kid. I mean, everybody talked about summer was, you know, just the time you just laid around and sat on the beach. But, you know, now as an adult, I feel like I'm just crazy busy the whole summer long. It's like the summer's gone. And what did I do? My God, I was busy every weekend. I didn't get a chance to lay in the hammock or, you know, put my feet in the toes. I did put my feet in the toes or toes in the sand a few times this summer. But, you know, not as much as you should take time to do, you know, because there's always things to do. And I think that's just it. And then, like I just said, I have my list for my house chores is a mile long. And it's like, okay, I think it kind of makes people crazy. You know, there's so much to do. And then suddenly the light, you know, it used to be light till 9 o'clock so you could get home and have dinner and mow the lawn, for example, if it had to be mowed. Well, you can't do that anymore. Now, if you're going to mow that lawn, better do it right away because it's dark, you know?
Yep.
And I just think it just kind of makes, you know, crazy.
It can be tough. It just, it's tough to figure out the shift, you know?
Yes.
One of the things that I actually did a class last night, it was my Club Tarot class, and I wanted to address this because it is a big deal for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we entered into the energy of Libra, you know, mm-hmm. and we have this fall equinox energy that we have. We come to a place of balance with the light and the dark. It's even, mm-hmm. it's it's the same for both. And so we have that sense of balance. And here we are in this energy of Libra right now, which is the scale. Right. And so I think it's really helpful to have that energy this time of year when, you know, we do sometimes struggle from making this switch from light to dark, because not everybody's a fan of it, you know, and it right. it makes us think of things that maybe we don't want to think of, or it makes us feel sad.
Yeah.
Sunshine, you know, there's so many things happening. Mm-hmm. We have to be indoors more, especially, you know, in the upper part of the country when it gets colder. You know, we find ourselves being inside more, and it really is a struggle for people. And one of the things that I did last night, I had an exercise for people that, you know, we worked with some of the tarot cards because it is a tarot class. Even if you don't know tarot, you can go to this class because you don't have to know anything about tarot to go to it. And we do other exercises too that I think are really helpful. And so we were working with a couple of the tarot cards that traditionally have a scale on them, such as the Justice card and the Six of Pentacles. And we were working with some other cards too, and doing these, you know, everybody has to work with the same few cards. We had five cards, and everybody had to use the same five cards and do a reading for themselves, and then kind of share it with where everybody was, you know, share your reading with everybody if you choose, but everybody did. Right. And balance, of course, came up quite a bit, and they were really struggling with it.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I said, okay, this is where we go into our exercise now. And this is helpful for maybe people listening too, if you're struggling with finding balance, you know, and how do you get through where it might feel like things are up in the air or out of balance or out of whack or whatever. I had handed out little sheets, little scraps of paper, like an inch by 2 inches, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, take as many as you want and write down all the things that take time in your week or your month that you do, that you either do, or you have to do, or you find yourself doing, or you do to check out and whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people were using 15 pieces of paper, some people had five. And, you know, it wasn't like the people who had five were feeling good, you know, because some of this is all must do's. And the 15 is like, well, those are must do's. Now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, you might need to add to this, because I bet there's things that you're not thinking of that you find yourself doing that you don't even realize you do. Like how many hours do people sometimes spend on social media every day?
Yeah.
Or just, you know, getting lost on the internet on their cell phones. I mean, so that should be added in. And if you find that you're really out of balance, write all these down, even if it's just making a list.
Yeah.
And look at that list, because when people were really looking at these strips of paper and they were like, wow, this takes a lot of my time. And I'm looking for things on here that are fun just for me or just to relax. Like you said, you know, going to the beach and putting your feet in sand. I mean, granted, we can't do that right now, but you know, there's other things that we could do.
Yeah.
And they didn't have that in there. And I'm like, well, why not? And they're like, there's no room. I don't have any room for it. Like all these things are taking up my time. And I'm like, well, that's not good.
No.
We need to find balance. You know, I know that there's the things that we must do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely must do.
Yep.
But what about the things that we find are time suckers, or they're someone else's must do?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, if it's someone else is saying you must do this, or you must do this for me, you know, is it really necessary? You know, or can we scale it back? Maybe we can't cut it out completely.
Yeah.
But can we scale it back, you know, too? Mm-hmm. So it was interesting seeing everybody's reaction from that exercise, because it, once you start writing it down and you see where you maybe kind of fritter some time away, or you don't have any to, and it's like, gosh, I got to figure something out, 'cause I can't go on like this. This is not going to work.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And don't you think just sometimes not knowing where your time is going, kind of like when you're trying to figure out your budget, your money.
Yeah.
And you have to write everything down. Like, where am I spending all my money?
Yeah.
'Cause you don't know. And once you see where it's going, then you can start making a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
How do we fix this?
Exactly. So same with your time. And you have to budget time to spend on things that you enjoy and that make you happy, because that is the balance, right? So you have all these must-dos. You have your job that you have to go to every day to pay the mortgage, blah, blah, blah. And so you only have a small window of time to do everything else. But it's very important that you do things that make you happy, that aren't, don't involve work or doing this, that, and the other thing. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, exactly. So I do have an interesting story for that, just a personal story, but I will wait to share it because, Steph,
we're at the half hour already, for heaven's sakes. All right. Well, everyone stay with us. We will be back in two. This is The Gathering on the Paranormal.
Explore the darkness. Find out what goes bump in the night. Did you hear that? Did you see that? What's that bright light in the sky?
Oh, we so need to investigate.
Calling all witches and sensitives.
Explore the paranormal.
With host
Shauna
and Vicky
from Geeks Paranormal.
Wednesdays
at 9 Eastern,
8 Central.
Let's explore.
On ParaXRadio.com.
You haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to The Professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on ParaX Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on ParaX?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction. We are ready to scare you.
ParaX. I am horror author James Hershey Jr. from the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Check out the book that started it all. What critics called the scariest book of the year. I am Legion. And if you're still breathing, check out the other two books in the series. The Surrogate of Souls and The Rise of the Revenant. These books will scare the hell out of you. That, I promise.
To The Gathering on the ParaX Network. Stephanie and I are just waiting. We missed, couldn't hear.
We missed the cue.
We were quietly chatting. Anyway, we're back. We're not back. Yes, we're back. So, welcome. We're talking about fall equinox survival. And one of the stories that I wanted to tell before we went on break is my own story of, we'll say, survival. And because we've been talking about balance, right?
Yeah.
And how to find balance in your life, because not having balance, you can probably live a long time not in balance. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, it's not fun, and it will hurt you in ways that you probably don't realize in your life, just in different ways. So this was when I was still working my corporate job, and I was working, I don't know, 50 or so, 55 hours a week, depending on, you know, with driving to and from, because I was about 45 minutes out away from work. So, you know, it was about 55 hours that I spent doing that. And then I had my business that I was doing very, very full, part-time, but it was very full.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that. Plus, you know, you have family, you have friends, you have all this stuff, which, you know, just, so I'd get up at 4:30 in the morning to take my dogs out. I'd get on the computer for an hour and do all of my email messaging to clients, setting up appointments, getting information from them. What do I need to do? All this stuff, whatever. Social media, posting, you know, classes or whatever. Then I would go get ready, go to my job, get home, make some dinner quick, take my dogs out, do whatever. And then I would be driving to an appointment because I didn't have a studio yet. And, you know, doing that, I was working my part-time job probably 25 or so hours a week, plus just, you know, you've got to go to the grocery store, you've got to do laundry, you might want to actually see someone that you know a few hours once a week if you can manage the time, plus teaching classes and doing home clearings and all that stuff. And it was packed. You know, I got about 4.5 hours of sleep a night, which is not bad for some people, but I am not that kind of girl. I need like 7 hours. And so it really started to wear on me. And I did that for about 2 years, and which is was longer than I expected. But I also didn't know what to do because I didn't know how to make the transition, because I knew my part-time thing, mm-hmm. my business, was going really well and it was mm-hmm. growing, and I didn't mm-hmm. have any more room for it because my full-time job, but I didn't know how to transition out of that because I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. basically the universe did it for me and really gave me a wake-up call in, you know, I lost my corporate job. My boss fired me. He said mm-hmm. he was helping me because he knew that my business was going well. And he goes, you have to go for it. So he fired me so that I could do it full time. I'm like, I don't know if this is helpful or not, but right now I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. So I had that. My relationship at the time, because I got fired, he accused me of getting fired on purpose so that I could do my job. And so he was really not supportive. And I was furious because of it. And then I knew, of course, my relationship is completely over at this time. It was kind of over before, but that really sealed the deal.
Yeah.
I had 3 family members pass away mm-hmm. in 6 months.
Oh, no.
2 couple uncles and my grandma. And then I got really, really, really sick. I ended up having this hyperthyroid issue that was out of control to the point, if I didn't stop basically moving, mm-hmm. They were going to put me in the hospital because of the risk of heart attack was so high. Mm-hmm. And which it was uncommon for people to have that severe of a thyroid issue. But it was like everything just snowballed. And everything was done. Everything was just ripped out from under me. And I was like, I can't do this anymore like this, I guess. You know, this is the universe going, no, mm-hmm. this is not how you're going to operate going forward. So I had to make some big changes back then because I thought, I can't run myself into the ground again. I'm not going to be helpful to anybody. And especially if I'm going to be doing what I do for my business, I need to practice what I preach, right?
Yes.
It's what I do. So I talk about balance all the time with people mm-hmm. and I want to live balance as well. And so I do, I think, a much better job.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but it takes a lot of focus and dedication
mm-hmm.
to make sure that you stay in balance. You know, mm-hmm. balance doesn't just happen,
right?
And it's not the thing. I remember I was kind of chasing it back then too, and you probably know this too. Sometimes you just think, well, once I get through this, or once I don't have to do this.
Right.
Yeah. Or, you know, if I could only figure out how to do this, then.
Yes.
It's like, no.
Then I'll be okay. Yeah. No, you can't do that. I've learned that the hard way, too, this last year. So you just have to just take, you know, time for yourself as well.
Yep. So it just, it takes really being strict
mm-hmm.
with boundaries.
Yep.
Have to be back. I'm looking at the chat room. Sorry. You have to be strict with your boundaries and be able to say no a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where people get into trouble, is they want to help people. They want to do things for everybody else. They want to attend everything that's out there.
Yes.
They want to, you know, all these things that are, you know, available to do, and hobbies mm-hmm. and all this stuff. So you try and get overschedule yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, when you think of all the people I talk to on a regular basis and all the things they have going on with kids and running them around town and doing all these things. And then I ask them what they like to do for fun. Just for you, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah.
Oh, I like to go to my son's soccer game. I'm like, let me ask you this. If your son was not in soccer,
what would you do?
Be looking up soccer schedules
and hooking
it over to the soccer field and watching just some kids playing soccer? Is that your idea of a good time?
No.
Like, okay, so what do you really like to do for fun that doesn't involve anybody else but you?
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there and look at me like I'm crazy. Like, I dare to ask that question. I'm like, you don't have an answer for that? Who's crazy? Like, that's mm-hmm. that's sad. You know, they don't have, you know, so it's really when, especially now, as the seasons, like, they get all, you know, we shift.
Yeah,
and so it feels like, oh my gosh, overwhelming.
We
forget that there are things we can do to decompress. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think, you know, so we're going into, you know, like I said, summer's a busy season, right? Because everybody's running around doing stuff here, there, everywhere. Just like the season of summer itself, you know, there's lots going on. The, you know, Mama Earth is producing. It's abundant. It's crazy. And in the fall, everyone needs to rest, right? The earth needs to rest. The earth, you know, we need to rest. So, but we need to rest all year long. But now is the time when we need to kind of pull back, pull our energies back, and maybe do some more of that resting. And if you're tired, hey, take a day. Saturday, I tell you what, we were busy until about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I said, I just got to go lay down. And I did go lay down for, I don't know, maybe had a nap for an hour or two. Okay, whoever does that, you need to take time for this. And then I got up, and what did I do? Sat down in the living room with Duncan on the floor and watched a movie on TV. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful, can I just say, in the middle of the day on a Saturday when you're supposed to be have all your stuff going on. Sometimes you just need to do that. And then you feel lazy, because then I didn't want to do anything all day, which I didn't. And actually, I was in bed at like 9:30 that night. Crazy? Yep. But I must have needed it, right? Because I slept all night. It felt fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. And that's those kind of things that can just help us recharge, you know?
Well, and you feel guilty, though, because you're like, oh, I should have been doing this. And wow, there's that list that's a mile long. And then there I sat on my duff. But you just need to do it, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes on the other end of the spectrum, people feel disconnected. You know, I personally, too, when I'm maybe suffering from a shift, if it's affecting me, I get a little bit spacey. I get a little bit disconnected. Mm-hmm. I don't seem to be any busier than normal because I'm very disciplined now about scheduling my time and not over scheduling my time like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very good about that. But I find myself getting really disconnected and spacey. And so that's something that I have to be very focused on, grounding myself, you know, and doing a lot of work outside, getting outside and just really connecting with Mother Earth energy. If I have to be inside, I've got some of my heavier, you know, stones, not necessarily crystals, but some of the really heavy, you know, stones that I can hold to really focus my intention on staying grounded, so I don't, because I get really forgetful. It becomes quite irritating because I, you know, have sometimes people waiting for me because I've been so forgetful. I have to go get stuff and they're waiting for me. It's a class and it's like, I can't do that. So it's, you know, it affects different people in different ways. So there's different things that you can do
And a quick one is just take a walk around the block, right? Because that helps. It helps to be outside. It helps to just, you know, be. Sometimes you just have to just be, like I was on Saturday, you know, to kind of just ground yourself and, you know, just get it back. Because we don't do that. And I've gotten better. I've gotten better at doing this stuff, too. When I feel really tired like that, I do just, no matter what's going on, I just say, I'm just done. I just got to sit here and relax and sit with my Duncan and just, you know, not do anything for a while, you know, and it helps, you know.
Well, and sometimes it too is detaching from things that might be getting us out of sorts, like getting on social media isn't always a good idea when we're not feeling balanced, you know, if we're feeling unbalanced and then we get on social media, sometimes that's like the worst thing we can do. Or listening to the news. I mean, we cannot listen to the news for a few days just to get ourselves back into you know, center.
Well, and the news is, you know what? I watch the news to watch the weather because I want to know what the weather is going to be like, but then I shut it off. I really don't listen to the news at all anymore because it's just, it just makes everybody so upset, and me too. You know, it's like, if there's something I need to know, somebody will tell me, you know?
Yeah. And that depends. For some people, that's just not an option, but to check out for a few days sometimes is okay because that'll help recenter. You know, if you're getting overwhelmed with the energies, what's going on in the world or the planet or the country or whatever, you know, and just again in this transition time, if you're not feeling balanced as the earth itself is going into balance with this light equal to the dark, you know, that can feel really lonely. Yeah. You know, if you're like, why, I feel like I should be more imbalanced than I am. Am I the only one? Does anybody else feel like this? Or does everybody feel like this? And oh my gosh, we're going to go down in flames. You know, our planet's going to go down in flames because nobody's in balance. Everything seems out of whack.
Yeah.
So it's important to tune into that and really kind of step out of yourself and see, where am I at? You know, if you're not feeling balanced, step out of yourself and say, do I feel overwhelmed? Do I feel underwhelmed? Do I feel disconnected? Do I feel like I am too connected, I can hardly move? You know, I'm too heavy.
Yes.
So stepping out of yourself and looking at where you're at and how, and then, you know, what can you do to bring in some of that opposite energy to maybe help bring yourself back into balance?
Exactly. And go outside, and if you can, put your feet in the dirt. Put your hands in the dirt. If you don't want to get your feet dirty, put your hands in the dirt. Go touch a tree. You know, trees, of course, are my savior, and I just, that they just make me happy. But, you know, they really do bring balance, I think, to a lot of people, to everybody. You know, if you just get out in nature and just walk around, walk through a park, you'll feel so much better immediately. You know, you really will. But I also think that this, you know, we all, like I said, self-care, I think, is really important right now. If you're feeling tired and overwhelmed, so what? Just sit there, do whatever rest that you can do. Take a bath, take a long bath, you know, do something that you, you know, you just say, oh, I shouldn't take time to do this. Do it anyway, because you will be better for it in the long run. Right.
Yeah. Just, you know, little things that you can do to treat yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive things. Like you said, it could be going outside. It could be taking a bath. It could be, you know, just like for me, I love to play with my dog. We sit on the ground and he'll stop me. Like I pay attention to him and he, cause he is so in the moment. He sees a toy, he picks it up. Can we play now?
Yep.
And I will look at the clock and say, maybe I can, instead of, oh, you're ridiculous. We can't just play every time you want to. I actually look at him and I think, maybe we could play for a few minutes, you know, because he doesn't know any different. He doesn't know that I've got to get ready for work. He doesn't know. So I do try and just be present with him, because that really helps me center. And it's really good that he can maybe stop me and say, hey, you're going 100 miles an hour. Do you want to stop and play for a second?
Exactly.
And I'm like, hey, that's cool. Let's do it.
Exactly. And, you know, that's, you know, I think our animals know what's good for us more than we do. Like, for example, my cat Bobo, who's usually on our show, but she's being very quiet tonight for some reason. So what I found with her is that, you know, I can be crazy and then she comes out and makes that crazy, rah, rah, you know, and it's like, oh, you want a treat? I'll give you a treat. But that's not what she wants. She really wants me to take 5 minutes and go in there and, you know, rub her little shoulders. Yes. And, you know, give her a good massage and pat her. And then she's absolutely fine and dandy. I don't know how long it took me to figure that out. Boy, am I dumb, right?
No. But
I mean, you know what? The thing is, I mean, listen to what they're saying to you, because they know better than you. I mean, of course she likes the attention, but I think she's saying, Mom, you need to take 5 minutes out and just whatever. You know, it's good for you to do that. And of course, you know, Duncan, he just always wants me to sit with him. And I do a lot lately, you know, but listen to your fur babies, because they know. And, you know, I know that when I don't feel good, you know, I don't know how many people have cats. I know that you don't, but I bet your dog does this. They come and sit right with you. And, you know, boy, I tell you what, Zoe lately has been sitting on my chest and just purring. And that vibration is just so calming and relaxing. And it's like, oh my God, this is fabulous. You know, because they know.
Yeah, animals are really, of course, they're really intuitive. So they can be definite guardians and guides for us in the times that we feel off-centered or out of balance, or we feel like we're not falling into that balance of the, you know, Libra scales. And, you know, they know when to just say, hey, you know what, just stop and just see where you're at.
Yes.
And I think that's the beauty of animals, that they're so present. All the time.
Absolutely.
And they can be excellent guides for us.
Yes. Oh, yes. For sure. For sure. So, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. I think, like you said, Heidi, the biggest thing is to be present and you know, take in what's going on around you. and then you'll figure it out too at the same time. And, you know, just remember that this is the season now when you should be resting a little bit more, and it's okay. It's okay to take that time for yourself and, you know, just be. And, you know, in the summertime, it's a time of building up and crazy energies. And now it's a time for letting go, let go of those things that aren't serving you anymore, for example, you know, and, you know, we're constantly running in the summer and now it's going to be winter time. So we're stuck inside more often. So it goes to stillness, right? So you go from moving to being still, and that's okay too.
But well, sometimes the activity is inside. And so it's not necessarily external that we would all see, but it's things that we're working on inside. But
yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, contemplate things, you know, about yourself and what you can do to make yourself a happier person. But I also think we need to celebrate the fall. You know, people forget about that.
Absolutely.
You know what? Look at all the good things that have happened in the summer. You know, Mother Earth has provided for us once again. We have an abundant, and we're so far away from the farming. You know, people who are city dwellers, we're just not into it, or we just don't see it happening. But every year she brings forth an abundant harvest. And, you know, if you can take part in some of these, there are a lot of festivals you can partake in, you know, and a lot of them might just be 20 minutes from the cities or whatever. Go do it because it's fun. It's fun. Or just do it yourself. Just go outside and just, you know, thank mama. And, you know, it feels, it's very refreshing. But we have to, we have to celebrate every season as it comes, because it makes us a happier person.
Well, and it keeps us present too.
Yes, exactly.
You know, one of the things that I do, and this is where I've gotten very good at this, and I do this quite a bit, and it's usually weekdays because I'm very busy on the evenings and weekends, but I'll schedule things on my calendar for myself that, so that I put it on my calendar, because if my calendar's open, I might fill it.
Yeah.
So I put things on my calendar for just me.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I will gladly pick up the wait for the 5-hour window for the cable person or, you know, whoever is supposed to come over to fix whatever. Like, I'll take that. I'll take it because it keeps me at home.
Yeah.
And then I can do some of my craft stuff. You know, I was working on one of my miniatures tonight, and it keeps me from running around and doing whatever, running myself into the ground, you know, so I'll pick up those little windows of time just for myself, and I'll put them in my calendar so that I don't spend that time on something that isn't necessarily good for me. You know, I put those into my schedule so that I do have them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's one of my little tricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like I fall for it, but I want to fall for it. It's like, I look at it and I go, oh, that's just me hanging out and I can do whatever I want. Cool. Mm-hmm. And I don't look at that and go, well, that's just me time. I'll just take it out and do this instead. Nope. I keep it in there.
Yep.
I don't
need to do that. Yeah. You need to do that for sure.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Because that helps keep me balanced. Yeah.
Well, I hope some of these things will be, you know, have been helpful to those listening on the wherever you're listening from, because I think we all need to work on this together, because we are such a society of doers and we have to do this, and God forbid we should spend 5 minutes on ourselves, because it never, you know, we just aren't, it just is not how it goes these days, but you need to do it. And, you know, now we're coming into the, you know, we'll have to have a show about the thinning of the veil too, because that's happening now too. So beware of all the visitors from the other side, because I'm seeing them quite frequently already, and it's just happening, you know?
Yep.
So random acts of kindness to others, another great thing to do for yourself, Mike says. And absolutely, yes, it's always good to do, do something kind for someone else. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Karen in the chat room this week has a new cat, because she had a feral cat at her place for a couple of weeks, and finally she caught him. And I don't know if any, you know, Karen, I thank you for doing that, because boy, he's a cutie pie. I can't wait to meet him. But just feel good things like that, right? So yeah, we do what we can.
Yeah. You know, it's just some of our tips. And, you know, if you have questions about any of this, you've got a few minutes to hop in the chat room, or those of you in the chat room, you can certainly ask us, and or give us your your own pointers. If you had something mm-hmm. that works for you, you know, you can share that as well, because of course everybody kind of, I would think a lot of people have their thing that might not be the same as our thing.
Yeah.
And how we find balance in this time of year with the Libra scales.
Exactly. And so fun stuff. So while we have a few minutes, and any of you out there in the chat room, if you want to say something, great, we'll pick that up. But next week we have a guest who has been on our show a couple of times, right, Heidi?
Yep. Yeah, I think three, maybe.
Yeah.
Two or three. We have Bob Peterson joining us next week. He has a new book out, and so he wants to talk about his book about out of body. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say?
Out of body experience.
Out of body. What am I talking about? I was seeing autocorrect in the chat room, and I think I'm on autocorrect still. Out of body experiences. We're not talking mm-hmm. about autocorrect experiences. We're talking about out of body. Yeah. And his book. So we will talk with him next week. And we always have a full chat room and lots of comments and questions for Bob. So get there early, get your spot and get your questions ready for him, because it's usually pretty active in the chat room and we have a lot of questions for him. So I'm looking forward to having him back. I know, Steph, it's not, you're kind of not sure about the whole out-of-body.
You know, but everybody loves it. So, you know, it's a good thing to have on. You know, we all learn something from every guest that we have on. So, you know, this is always good. This is always good to talk about this kind of stuff, you know, because that's what we do at our metaphysical table. We talk about this.
And I totally dig it because I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know you do.
I am right there with Bob going, yeah, let's spread the news, people. Let's spread the news.
I know it. And for those of you out there, you know, the calling is on tomorrow night. They're back. So that's fun. Last week they talked about psychics, and they've been having some pretty good subjects on there, you know, and I haven't always been able to listen in because I've had so much happening. See, here we go with the calendars. But I'm not sure what the subject is tomorrow night, Jerry. So you'll have to put that in the chat room here, because I don't know. But they're on at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I think. And they always talk about our show, Heidi. So, you know, we have to plug them, too.
It's like our brother show.
It's our brother show. There.
Our sibling show. We should say sibling because they have
because Kim is on there now.
But that's it's our sibling show.
That's right. And that's how the gathering was born, was through the calling. So, yeah, they're kind of our parental show, maybe, huh? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
We'll call sibling.
Some kind of weirdness.
It's a connection.
But it's a great show. So, you know, listening to them tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. Same channel. It's fabulous. And while we are almost out of time, we just have a couple of minutes left. If there are any troops listening, hey, be safe where you are. I hope we gave you some pointers on maybe how to balance yourself out there, which I'm sure is very hard to do. I can't even imagine.
No, I can't either. So stay safe, and thanks for listening if you're tuning in, and everybody, wherever you're calling from, thank you for tuning in. We're really appreciative of that.
Yeah. And if you have any ideas,
bring us balance.
Oh gosh, yes. And if you have, you know, we always say this, but if any of you have any ideas for shows that you'd like us, subjects you'd like us to talk about or try to find a guest for, you know, do let us know. You can let us know on Facebook or send us an email, or lots of ways to do that. So,
yep. Absolutely, because you guys are why we're here. So your topics, we will definitely talk about. You bring them to the metaphysical table, and we will talk about them. So there it is.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway, thanks everyone for joining, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Sarge, for being our fabulous producer.
Para X, thank you for hosting. Of course, we love it. We love you guys, and we're excited to be back next week with another guest.
Yeah. So take care, everyone. Take a minute for yourself. Just take some rest.
Find your balance. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.